You want me to close this?
Yes, please, if you could.
Yeah, totally.
Connor rents an apartment in an old house in the village of Pittsford, Vermont, with his girlfriend.
Yeah, we're in a small multifamily apartment, which has been great so far. There's, I guess, two bedrooms here with one bathroom, and it's a top-level unit.
And while he says he has great landlords, he asked that we just use his first name. He grew up in the area and just recently moved back to central Vermont. He's hoping to stay, but living here has been more expensive than he expected, partly because, like a lot of people renting in rural New England, he heats with fuel oil.
You truly never know how much it's going to cost, and if some people, if you're relying on paycheck to paycheck and you don't know if it's going to be a brutal winter or if it's going to be a warm winter, and just not being able to plan for any of those expenses can definitely be tough.
In Vermont, rentals account for about a quarter of the housing units, and it's common for renters to pay their own energy bills. Colin Netsley used to rent an old house in northern Vermont that was heated with fuel oil, too. On one particularly cold winter, heating fuel cost him more than $400 a month, and that's on top of rent. A nonprofit helped him get window inserts, and the change was noticeable.
There's a big difference between not feeling any draft and, you know, being bundled up in the armchair, trying to read your book, but the arm that's exposed is covered in goosebumps, and your hair is shifting in the slight breeze that the window is just letting through.
A big part of the problem for renters is something experts call the split incentive.
So the split incentive means that if the renter is paying the utility bills, the landlord has no incentive of investing and paying for the improvements that would save the renter utility bills.
That's Carlos Martin, who studies climate change and housing at Harvard. He says if landlords pay the utility bills,
the landlord has an incentive to make improvements, but the resulting effects on the renter could be higher rents.
And he says renters are already dealing with a lot. They're more likely to have less income, to be people of color, and they're more vulnerable than homeowners to displacement and other impacts of climate change. Lauren Wentz is with Efficiency Vermont. They offer things like LED light bulbs, better shower heads, and more efficient appliances for renters and landlords. And she says the small stuff like this, like turning your thermostat down at night, it really does add up. Plus, you don't need your landlord's permission to do it.
Sometimes the kind of low-hanging fruit, if you will, is still really critical to renters because the appetite or desire to do more, the how much renters feel like they have the agency and ability to improve their apartment or where they live is really tricky.
This summer, they hope to roll out a new pilot program specifically for renters to provide rebates for portable heat pumps that slide right into a window. But what often makes the biggest difference on a person's bill are bigger projects, like adding insulation and replacing windows. Vermont has programs that help landlords do these projects for free if they have low-income tenants. Pandemic-era federal spending brought historic funding for this sort of work, and the Inflation Reduction Act is expected to bring tens of millions to Vermont to weatherize homes and help people electrify. Some landlords are already doing projects using those federal funds. Teresa Shamsuddin Rogers and her husband replaced windows and doors and added insulation to the basement apartment they plan to rent out below their central Vermont home. They're also installing solar panels on their roof. They weren't able to get all of the appliances they wanted, in part because some of the ones that qualified for rebates are not accessible for people who are blind, like Teresa's husband.
For us, the concern about the environment is a large one. But as with all people, we have limited funds. So we had to make some decisions that we really didn't like.
But she's glad that all the resources she's able to access to improve her home and lower her emissions will help her renter too. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Abigail Giles.